This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Angela Bailey and Millicent Ntiamoa join me to discuss how, in fiscal year 2023, our housing and homelessness prevention programs helped 4,500 individuals find and maintain a stable living situation so they can begin a new, happier chapter in their lives. Millicent, can we start with you? Facing housing insecurity is a terrible reality for anyone. Can you please describe how Catholic Charities assist those who reach out to us when they're homeless or on the verge of being homeless?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning again, Kathy, and thank you for inviting me to the show. Catholic Charities, you know, has a long history of providing housing to vulnerable populations in both Lake and Cook County. So some of the services that we provide homelessness prevention, which, you know, is one of the programs under my purview. So this program is geared towards folks that are behind with their rents due to a variety of reasons. You know, like the people that we serve, as you are aware, mostly the low income, you know, households. So somebody might not get enough hours at work. Somebody might be, the children might be sick, and therefore they might have to take off work without having sick time. And because of that, they might lose income. So they might not be able to pay their rent or might be behind with the rent. So those are the kind of people that, you know, come to us. So if you're behind with your rent, we will assist you to catch up, you know, going forward so that, you know, so you don't get evicted and become homeless again. So that's the group that the homelessness prevention is geared towards too. So if you live in the Chicago area and you are facing this kind of issue, you know, you can dial 311 and then ask for short-term help. If you live in suburban Cook, you can dial 877-426-6515. And if you live in Lake County, you can dial 211 and ask for assistance to assist you in getting the help that you need to pay the back rent.
And so that's for homelessness prevention. And then I know that you also help folks who are already homeless and living in shelters, correct?
Yes, I was going to talk about that. The second program is for those that are already homeless. So the first one is to prevent people from becoming homeless and coming into the system. The second program is to assist those that are already homeless and living in shelters. And as, you know, HUD says, place not meant for human habitation. So those are the kind of people that we assist with, you know, housing too. So for those group of people that are already in shelters or living in the place not meant for human habitation, they can call the coordinated entry system if you live in the city of Chicago, which is at 312-361-1707. They'll complete an assessment on you and put you on the wait list for housing. So, but if you live in suburban Cook, you need to call 877-426-6515 and they'll do an assessment and put you on the wait list for housing for suburban Cook. And the same apply for those that live in Lake County. They can call the 211 number for an assessment to be done and they put on the wait list for housing.
So that's really a well-organized system for helping those who are on the verge of being homeless and also those who are already homeless. These numbers are also on CatholicCharities.net if people want to go and refer to those numbers there for assistance. You know, Millicent, can you just tell us in total how many people does Catholic Charities serve who are in those two categories each year?
And last year for FY23, we served almost 4,500 people.
4,500. That's just an amazing number of people to not only try to assist, but then follow up and make sure, you know, that they're doing okay. And I know that you mentioned the CES coordinated entry system is a really sophisticated computer program so that different community partners enter people who are reaching out to them. They enter information about each person is reaching out to them. And then whatever partner has available housing, they take that person off the list and follow up with that person, correct?
Yes.
And so can you talk can you talk a little bit more about that community partner and some of the other community partners that we work with in tandem to keep people in stable housing?
Okay, so within the city of Chicago, I mean, we have, you know, there's different nonprofit agencies that get funding from different sources that, you know, provide, you know, this service to the homeless population. And, you know, some of our bigger partners within the city, like DFSS fund a lot of the homeless services within the city of Chicago. And then for DSS, which is the Department of Family and Support Services, they fund a lot of the homeless services within the city of Chicago. We also work with All Chicago, which is the lead agency for the Chicago COC, which is the continuum of care. And then for Suburban Cook, we work with the Alliance to End Homelessness in Suburban Cook, and that's the lead agency for Suburban Cook. And then we also work with the state, which is IDHS, Illinois Department of Human Services, you know, that fund a lot of the homeless services within the state, the city and the suburb. And then on the federal level, we work with HUD, which is Department of Housing and Urban Development, and then the Veteran Affairs to fund most of our homeless services.
It's a real credit to you, Millicent, and to the team that you work with to understand the intricacies of each of these community partners and work in tandem with them all day, every day, you know, to try to take as many people off that list as possible and find them stable housing. You do a tremendous job. You know, can you also talk a little bit about Catholic Charities' other programs and services? We have such a wide, vast network of resources, and I'm wondering how, once you help provide someone with some stable housing, how do we then educate them about other Catholic Charities programs and services and possibly get a case manager assigned to them so that you can assist them in the root causes of why perhaps they became on the verge of being homeless?
Yes, thank you for that. After the family is housed and they have a place to call home, our case managers provide their case management services to assist these families identify and assess resources to improve their level of functioning. Okay, some of the services that we provide to them after their house is, you know, counseling, because, you know, being homeless is very traumatic, you know, for some other people. So we provide them with counseling if they need to. If they don't have a job, we provide them with employment services. And when they get a job, we provide them with budgeting. If they have some legal issues within the Catholic Charity system, we have the legal services that we can refer them to. And then we assist them to apply for mainstream resources like Chanith, SNAP, you know, SSI, and all these other services.
And if anybody in our audience would like to learn more about connecting with these programs, what's the best way for them to reach out to Catholic Charities?
They can call 312-655-7700. They can also email gethelp@catholiccharities.net, and they can visit our website at catholiccharities.net. Or they can also call 312-655-7440.
Wonderful. Those are great resources. Can I also ask both you, Millicent and Angela, could you please share a story or two about people who became homeless suddenly or over time and how Catholic Charities has been able to help them find stable housing and greater stability in their lives? Millicent, can I start with you?
Yes. We had a family, and I'm going to call them Mary. You know, this is a single mother with three kids. When she came to us, she was coming from a shelter, and she was working for CPS in the lunchroom. This mom was extremely motivated because she wanted to provide a better life for her three children. So she was in constant contact with her case manager, you know, to help her, you know, get her stuff together so she can create a better life. So she did a budget with her, you know, so that she knows where her money is, you know, from her going, and she started, based on the budget, she had enough to start putting a little bit away. She worked with our job developer to enhance her resume. We have a job developer as part of the program. So those that don't have jobs that come to us, we refer them to our job developer to assist them to locate employment. So she worked with the job developer to enhance her resume and apply for other jobs within the CPS system. And fortunately for her, she got a better job. So she wanted permanent housing, because our program is not permanent, it's a short term. You know, we pay the rental amount for a short period of time. So she wanted to be able to have a place permanently that she can call her own, and she was interested in becoming a homeowner. So we refer her to the Habitat for Humanity program. She went through that, and she was able to They were able to help her build a house, and now she lives comfortably in the Grand Crossing neighborhood in a home that she helped build herself. So that's a wonderful success story.
Yes. So that's a great story. How about you, Angela? Any have another story or two to add about homelessness and how Catholic Charities was there for them?
Well, we had a senior that was living with her son. Her son actually passed away, and he didn't have a lot of papers in order. And so it turned out that she ended up in a shelter. She reached out to us for assistance. We set her up with an ESL class because she was limited English speaking. We also got her involved in the senior employment program. She was able to get hired by one of our partnering agencies. They gave her employment at a medical center, and then through that, we were able to assist her with getting affordable housing. And so now she's living in her own apartment in a senior building.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.